Good Monday morning, beloved, and thank you once again for spending a few moments as we begin our Monday mornings together in God's Word. So today, we are over in Jonah chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. And here, when the people of Nineveh give up their wicked behavior, Jonah becomes angry and he begins to pout. And God challenges Jonah about his right to feel angry. And God's saving words for us as we begin this week is our mercy and forgiveness. So let's begin reading Jonah chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. Jonah was very unhappy about this and became angry. And so he prayed, "Lord, didn't I say before I left home that this is just what you would do? That's why I did my best to run away to Spain. I knew that you are a loving and merciful God, always patient, always kind, always ready to change your mind and not punish. Now then, Lord, just let me die. I am better off dead than alive." The Lord answered, "What right do you have to be so angry?" Jonah went out east of the city, and he sat down. He made a shelter for himself and sat in its shade, waiting to see what would happen to Nineveh. Then the Lord God made a plant grow up over Jonah to give him some shade, so that he would be more comfortable. Jonah was extremely blessed by the plant, but at dawn the next day, at God's command, a worm attacked the plant, and it died. After the sun had risen, God sent a hot east wind, and Jonah was about to faint from the heat of the sun beating down on his head. So he wished he were dead. "I am better off dead than alive," he said. But God said to him, "What right do you have to be angry about the plant?" And Jonah replied, "I have every right to be angry, angry enough to die." And the Lord said to him, "This plant grew up one night and disappeared the next. You didn't do anything for it, and you didn't make it grow, yet you feel sorry for it. How much more then should I have pity on Nineveh, that great city? After all, it has more than 120,000 innocent children in it, as well as many animals." And today's key verse is Jonah chapter 4, verse 2, where Jonah prayed, "You are a loving and merciful God, always patient, always kind, and always ready to change your mind and not punish." You know, it is, at first it's easy to mock and make fun of Jonah, because it's just, this the silliest things he gets mad at. And he's just so determined that he is righteous in his indignation, you know. And yeah, I knew this was going to happen. I tell these people that you're mad at them and you're bringing damnation, and I just knew they would straighten up, they would come to their senses, ask for forgiveness of their sins, and you would just turn around and forgive them. I just knew it. And it just made him so angry that he asked on several occasions, "I just want to die." And then God tries to bring everything into perspective, especially with the plant and how Jonah was so bent out of shape when the plant that was there one day and gone the next, when it died. And yet he had absolutely nothing to do with it. It was truly just a little gift from God to help Jonah for one day. And God reminded him, "This is just a plant. You didn't plant it. You didn't water it. You didn't do anything to care for it. It grew up. It gave you shade, and you enjoyed that shade. But what about the 120,000 souls, the 120,000 innocent children that are in Nineveh? Don't I have a right to be concerned about them?" And poor old Jonah just would not be consoled. Beloved, I hope we don't ever get so hardened in our hearts and in our minds that we begin to act like Jonah and just insist in the evidence of everything to the contrary that we are righteous and just in our indignation when God is simply showing mercy. Let's pray. Loving and merciful God, there are times when I'm angry and I cannot hide my thoughts from you. Teach me to seek your ways and help me to overcome those thoughts that are not in accord with your will. Thank you for your kindness and patience with me and for always restoring me to a right relationship with you. Amen. Well, that brings our Monday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow morning when we will be taking a trip over to Psalm 103, a psalm of praise for God's mercy and forgiveness. So, until tomorrow morning, then, may God richly bless is my prayer.